Krishna. So we continue to read from Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, Volume 2, Biography of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, by Satsvarup Das Goswami. And we try. And we're reading from, this is the, like a supplement, additional pastimes. And this chapter is called A World Tour. Since Ridhananda Goswami was Prabhupada's direct representative for Latin America, Prabhupada called to see him frequently while in Mexico. He wanted his GBC men to understand fully the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement and to know practically how to conduct it and propagate it. Sisi Radha Gopinath Shakadevi Ki Jai. He wanted them eventually to do all the managing of the institution's affair, freeing him to translate the Bhagavatam. He had written about this responsibility in a letter to Ridhananda Goswami in 1972, shortly after awarding him sannyas. Now, you must all, sannyasis, GBC members and other leaders, become very serious to actually give the humankind the greatest welfare, namely this Krishna consciousness movement. Your task ahead is very huge, but it will be quite simple and easy if you simply do as I am doing. You must become conversant in every feature, wherever it is needed throughout the society. Our first business is to preach to the devotees and to maintain the highest standard of Vaishnava education. Management must be there as well, just as I am preaching daily from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, but I am also going to the bank, making investments, seeing the trial balance, making letters, seeing how things are going on, like that. So you must become expert in all these matters, just as I am giving you example. One evening, after lecturing in a temple room, Prabhupada was talking in his room with Ridhananda Goswami. Sitting on Prabhupada's desk was a world globe, and Ridhananda Maharaj was showing Prabhupada the extent of his Latin American preaching field. Srila Prabhupada sat, gently spinning the globe, finally stopping it with his finger on Mexico. What do you know about this country? He asked. Ridhananda Maharaj began telling him as much as he knew about the culture, government, and history of Mexico. Then Prabhupada gave the globe another spin, stopping it with his finger on Argentina. And Ridhananda Maharaj told what he knew about the people and life of Argentina. Now we will give you some information about India, said Prabhupada, smiling. And he named India's exports and the provinces from which they came. He spoke of the relationship between ancient India and South America, of Lord Ramachandra, who millions of years had gone to Brazil. From Sri Lanka to Brazil had been a tunnel, and all the gold of Ravana's kingdom had come through that tunnel from Brazil. Ridhananda Maharaj was thrilled that Srila Prabhupada was including him in such an intimate, friendly talk, and they continued exchanging information while pointing to the places on the globe. I actually been there in Rio de Janeiro. There's a huge cave. They blocked it off. Some people went in there 30 years ago and they never came back. And now they just blocked it off, and it's kind of a mystery. And Ridhananda Maharaj, he mentioned that that was probably the cave that Prabhupada was talking about. One day, Ridhananda Maharaj came into Prabhupada's room looking unhappy. What is the difficulty? Prabhupada asked him. Ridhananda Maharaj took pride in never complaining to Prabhupada or bringing him bad news and disturbing him. But having almost reached his breaking point, he confessed, Prabhupada, it's impossible here. They are always stealing. Prabhupada consoled him. Yes, in one of our Indian centers also, they have stolen a rock. What can I do? Prabhupada said it is sharing his disciples' helplessness. But then he said, actually, my father had a friend who owned a factory. He would pay the factory workers a small wage. Once someone complained. Why do you underpay your workers then? He said. Why do you underpay your workers? Then he said, no, I pay them so much and they steal so much. It comes out to the proper amount. Prabhupada began to laugh. My father told me that if you have a servant and he does not steal from you, then he is not bona fide. He is not a bona fide servant. Ridhananda Maharaj laughed along with Prabhupada and his unhappiness vanished. Once, Prabhupada sent a message for Ridhananda Maharaj to come immediately. When Ridhananda ran into Prabhupada's room and offered obeisances, he found Prabhupada sitting in a leisurely position, reading the Krishna book. Prabhupada looked up with great happiness and asked, "Have you read these books?" Prabhupada was enjoying his own book, not because he had written the book, but because the book was Krishna. "Have you read these books?" Prabhupada repeated. "Yes, Prabhupada, a little." "Aren't they wonderful?" asked Prabhupada. "Especially Chaitanya Charitamrita. They are so wonderful." Having said this, Prabhupada returned his attention to the Krishna book, reading silently to himself. After sitting for a few minutes, Ridhananda Maharaj gratefully left the room, desiring to follow Prabhupada's example. Shall I read a little more? One evening, when several professors came to visit Srila Prabhupada, one of them asked, "Why does anything exist?" Srila Prabhupada replied that the purpose of existence is ananda, pleasure. At first the professor resisted. He was seeking an answer referring to a higher plane. But Srila Prabhupada insisted, "Then ananda exists on the higher plane. When we have got this body changing," he said, "there is no ananda because we are sometimes diseased, and then we have to become an old man. But we are eternal. So, we are seeking after something which is eternal, ananda. That is the purpose of life." In his Bhagavad Gita lecture, Srila Prabhupada was methodically proceeding through the second chapter, now discussing the distinction between the eternal soul and the temporary body. Sometimes he lectured both morning and evening. When beginning his explanation of the 14th verse, he said, "So, from last night's discussion, it is to be concluded that we are not going to die. But in preparation for the next life," Prabhupada explained, "we have to tolerate material pains and pleasures. Sometimes the rules and regulations are there. They may be painful, but we cannot give them up. We have to learn how to tolerate." Prabhupada quoted a Bengali proverb that said, "Anything you practice with your body, you can learn to tolerate." So, if by practicing Krishna consciousness you can go back to home, back to Godhead, why should you neglect? That will solve all your problems. After the lecture, someone asked, "What are the characteristics of a person who has realized that he is not this body?" "He is engaged in Krishna consciousness," Srila Prabhupada replied. "He doesn't know anything but Krishna. That is normal condition." One evening, after an unusual number of impertinent questions, Ridhananda Maharaj stopped translating and instructed the crowd not to ask nonsensical questions. Immediately, one of the ladies raised her hand. "I've heard from the devotees," she began, "that at the time of leaving one's body, it will be a very important test for my life, for getting my next body. I've also heard from the devotees that it is important for us to think of Lord Krishna at that time of passing away of our body. What I want to ask your divine grace is it as good as thinking of Krishna at the time of my death to think of you?" Ridhananda Maharaj presented her question to Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada smiled. "Yes, that is very good. You will get the same result." In the morning for his breakfast, Prabhupada ate lightly of fruit and cashews. He especially liked the local fruit known as guavana. And he drank guavana juice every day. At noon, he also ate lightly, avoiding the samosa and pakoras, and eating mostly dal, rice, chapatis, and the sabji. Mexican devotees would wait eagerly outside Prabhupada's door to take the remnants from his plate. They were particularly eager for a bite of anything Prabhupada tasted. Kshiti Mohan. One morning, Shruta Kirti gave me the plate remnants of Prabhupada. It contained milk, oranges already sucked, and skins of chickpeas. There was also ginger. A At that time, there was a Srimad Bhagavatam class going on. But when the devotees saw me with the plate, some of them left the class and ran toward me. They started to take pieces of orange and ginger. One devotee got pushed and fell down. That disturbed the class, and the devotee giving the class was very upset. Some of the devotees kept sitting, but some of them, when they saw the remnants, left the place and ran upstairs and started to fight also. Then Srila Prabhupada opened his door because of the noise, and he saw everything. He smiled and went to his room again.
I think we can stop there now. Okay. Thank you very much.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now we'll have a video in the slideshow room. Please come. Hare Krishna.